Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, kids these days, they don't know how good they have it. Back when we were kids, when we got home from school after walking barefoot in the snow,
uphill both ways.
Yes. That's what we had to do. We'd fire up our Gateway 2000 and get on the internet because it was a physical act to get online. Waiting for our modems to handshake two computers talking to each other over phone lines. The anticipation, would it connect? Would mom pick up the phone and knock you offline before you even got on? But then, the payoff.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to AOL America Online, our gateway drug to internet addiction and the biggest score.
You've got mail.
An electronic mail. Wow. If there was a photo attached, a digital photo, imagine that. You'd have plenty of time to crack open a Crystal Pepsi or an Ecto Cooler, and a few minutes later,
file's done.
Oh, look who's on your buddy list. Teenage ennui packaged as instant messages, IMs. Were you even anyone if you didn't come up with the perfect song lyrics for an away message? The original subtweet.
The odd thing about this form of communication is that you're more likely to talk about nothing than something, but I just want to say,
we watched on the big screen as some people even found love through a small screen.
And all this nothing has meant more to me than so many somethings.
At one point, it seemed like those free AOL CDs that would come in the mail far outnumbered the population of these United States. This ode to AOL is not just an exercise in nostalgia, but thank you anyway for listening. AOL today is shutting down its dial-up service. Yeah, people still use that. Not everyone has or wants a connection that's several thousand times faster than 56 kilobits per second. The most recent census found about 163,000 homes still use dial-up in 2023. Don't worry, AOL email isn't going anywhere. Ad sales mean that's still a big moneymaker for the hedge fund that owns AOL. But for AOL dial-up, it is mom picking up the phone time. And I guess the only thing left to say is
goodbye.
You okay?
I don't know.
I know. All right, take a moment.
Takes me back to my youth.
It's okay, take a moment.
Okay. That's right. We have Fios. We have Comcast. Now it's all going to be all right.
Okay.
So fast.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.